changed deep within my soul.
We're back. That was the All Saints and the song Never Ever. And we have on the line with us, we have my brother Shkwait Shakhlakh from Gwaishkina, BC. And for people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4, the big forest fires of a few years ago and the big floods of a few years ago. So very inspirational. He's a big hero of mine and an extreme survivalist. So it's always an honor and a privilege to have him come on our program. And welcome to the program, Shkwait. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Anticipating the heat.
Yeah, it's coming up on us very soon. Yeah, so we do have our subject today, and it's on humor, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Humor. I can't really think of humor without, thinking about laughter as well. Humor. People think it's a inborn trait, eh? But it's really not. You know, it's a skill. It's a skill that we need to hone and practice, because, you know, if it was something inborn, we would all come out of, you know, we'd be all, one of us, one out of what, a million or whatever, will have a chance to come out of being a Rodney Dangerfield, you know, that kind of comedian.
Mm-hmm.
But he got there by practicing, you know, whatever job he had before, being a taxi driver or bartender. It's usually where you have a lot of people that you come into contact with,
mm-hmm.
you know, and as you're developing that, you know, you tend to see, you know, they come in downtrodden or whatever, and these, we got to learn to read their situation and decide what we're going to do to try cheer them up, you know, whether it be there's positive humor and negative humor. And dark humor, that's the three I categorize them into. You know, positive, you're building a relationship, you're trying to uplift somebody. And that helps strengthen relationships. And then there's, you know, the negative humor. Sarcasm and ridicule and, you know, self-disparaging jokes, you know, that's negative.
Mm-hmm.
Then the dark humor, I think of, you know, is, you know, our police officers, our firemen, our ambulance attendants, the nurses, the doctors, you know, they get it dark, you know, what to us civilians would think of as really, you know, really what it sounds like, dark, yeah. Twisted.
Yeah, morbid.
Humor, yeah. But, you know, that's their way of joking with each other to alleviate the shock that they, you know, go through daily.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that helps them bond as a team, because humor at all, well, except for the negative humor, builds relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and in order to start working on developing your humor, you know, it's like I say, it's always positivity.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've heard a saying say, fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm.
In humor, mm-hmm. You know. That means, you know, watching all these comedy shows and comedy television sitcoms, you hear the laugh track. You know, that's fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
You know, if we watch the same episode two or three times, we'll laugh, you know, by the third time, thinking it's actually funny. Because we faked it till we made it. And then, you know, and another thing, you know, laughter, because, you know, they say laughter is one of the better medicines.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to help start developing your humor is a smile. You know, it's just sitting here, cubicle or wherever you are, your car, the park, just smile and just laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. Just laugh for no reason, like I said, fake it till you make it. you know just sit there and, you know, and hope nobody reports you to the psych ward. Sitting there in the middle of nowhere by yourself, laughing.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and if they look at you strangely, you can point at your ear, acting like you've got your ear fit in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I think of humor, you know. And it helps strengthen the heart. It, you know, gives you a good feel good endorphins.
Mm.
Laughter and humor, they say, helps boost immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and it strengthens relationships, you know, and it enhances our creativity.
Mm. Yeah, that's so beautiful that you brought that up, because, you know, we go through so much blackness in this world, the doom and the gloom, all these doom news that, you know, civilizations are going to end and wars and all these kind of things that build up on us and just like crush us almost. And I found, like, you know, every once in a while I get stuck in that kind of like a routine of trying to find out what's happening next, what's going on. And then I realized, like, man, this is just so overwhelming. And then I'll like switch to something that's like funny. And, you know, watching animals do funny things or anything to make myself laugh and bring me out of that misery in that rut of negativity. So, yeah, it's always great to hear your inputs because of what you've gone through and survived, and know that, you know, you're always focusing in on positivity and finding things that help us grow and make life a little bit more interesting and happy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've got almost nothing else to do but sit here and contemplate. life, you know, it's like my last week's on. Always think about the brighter side of life. You know, because, you know, we, like you said, we are being downtrodden with all this negative news and negativity. But, you know, the absurdity of it all, dying up there, hanging on the cross, thinking about the brighter side of life. You know, and that's humorous. it's alleviating our sadness, our turmoil. Yeah, so that's my thoughts on humor. Can't have humor without laughter.
Yes. Well, we really appreciate you coming on our program live and joining us, and we appreciate, you know, your music and your outlook in life. It's very uplifting and inspiring. So we thank you for joining us.
Yeah. I thank you guys there on the mic, behind the scenes, the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you 1,000-fold.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And here's a little dad joke. What has five toes and isn't your foot?
I don't know.
My foot.
Are you testing us?
Good job. that's a good one. Okay, well, thank you so much, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week, and lots of love to you, and get well soon on your recovery, and we'll have to say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkina, BC, and we'll be right back.
With 1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision, what will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes for screen time is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.
Okay, we're back, and coming up next, we'll be speaking with Our Lady Fatima, and also we have this special song picked, and it's from Ridvan, and it's a collaboration between Persian and African music, and the celebration of the Baha'i peoples.
Yes, Baha'i and New Year. Yeah. This one, yes.
And I also want to give a big shout out to Dr. Akvan, who just lost his father, a great man. And so we give our love and our condolences to him and his family. And we also dedicate this song to him. So enjoy, everybody, and we'll be right back.
In the month of April, when the earth renews, a garden awakens with heavenly hues. By the Tigris flowing in Baghdad's embrace, a voice roars in silence, revealing God's grace. Baha'u'llah proclaimed in the garden fair,
a message of unity for all to share. The chains of hatred were broken that day, and a new dawn of peace was shown to the world. Garden he stayed, a covenant eternal in hearts was laid. No more shall there be war in my name, a call for all nations to rise the same. The promised one in glory declared, a truth long awaited, divinely prepared, a new set of laws, a world made anew, a message of oneness for me and for you. Festival sacred, a time to renew our hearts, our purpose, our vision made true. Paradise is not just a distant shore, it lives in the love we awaken once more. In service to others, in justice we stand, building the future with heart.
Man, I love that song. Yeah, it was that was Ridvan, and the name of the song was Garden of Paradise, and it's a collaboration of Persian and African. So I thank Lady Fahima and also Mr. Salar for bringing that up for us, and it was very special. I loved it.
Yes, thank you. That one, that song was provided by Mr. Mawafiq, his nickname at the station, radio station Salar. And he was so uniquely, he found this one and sent it to us. And here we go, and we put it under the name of the Dr. Payam Akhavan, international law lawyer of United Nations. Fathers, his father has been passed away in April 19, and today they have on Zoom, internationally they have a gathering under his name. And we also at the studio For Dr. Payam Akhavan, fathers, we do have life of celebration here. And our heart and our prayers are with him and his wonderful family.
Thank you so much for bringing the refreshments, the tea and the little num-nums. They're awesome. Feels great to just celebrate such a great, wonderful man that
indeed
produced another great, wonderful man, Dr. Akhavan.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we do have our subject, and we'd love to hear your words on that, humor.
On the humor, all the friends, they said it beautifully, and I was so privileged to hear from different view. Basically, I'm so attached because I'm so attached to the science, whatever the science says. And Dr. Holakui, who is the psychologist and therapist in, from California, and sometime from time to time I hear his own opinion. And also referring to his idea and conversation, today the science speaks for itself. It's not artificial. The fact is the science. And then we are starting from, you know, when you believe the science, then your life is open. You are not in dark or fogginess or hesitation hesitant about everything. That is not healthy at all. He says human being, people are born to be happy. And it took me quite some time to digest this one, happy or, yes, truly happy. People, they deserve to be happy. With that happiness, this is the happiness it brings the people to be productive, to manifest, to create, and find and recognize their own talent. And bring that talent in the field, in the society, in the community, and you make it a better, you know, better place for everyone. And also you spread the peace and assuredness which is matching with the science so clearly, and you can have a life with the joy and the peace, basically.
Very well said.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's always important to, like, get different viewpoints and different opinions and life views, because it can affect us in good, positive ways to help us shape and grow our minds in a more responsible way, because we're all in this world together. We're all in this life together, and it's important that, you know, since we're all going to be here together, we might as well enjoy it.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't have to be in misery. We don't have to be going to war against each other.
No, not at all. And I believe that the majority, everyone, they're eager for the peace.
Yes. Yeah, and we're so grateful and so happy to be here at CGSF 90.1 FM up at Simon Fraser University, and just the dedication of all the staff here, Magnus, Jesse,
yes,
Nicole,
yes.
Kanavar,
yes.
All our volunteers here.
Daniel,
yeah.
Yes.
And we also have Jacob, he's always here every Thursday, and he'll be coming on up after Call Me Negotiator. And so stay tuned for all those great programs. They'll be, they're always really good and informative and full of positivity too.
Yes.
And I'm very grateful for the time that we get to come up and spend our time together and grow with each other and learn.
Yes.
And just enjoy ourselves with great music and great company. And so we're going to have to close up our program for this week. And we encourage you all to come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices here at 90.1 FM up in Burnaby, BC.
And Chief, with your permission, also we thank China that they are with us, you know, on the streamline by Charlotte.
Yes.
And we are so happy to have them. Lots of love and peace for this country and every country.
Yes.
For the whole world.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to close our show up, and we're going to play some Yoshida Brothers and their song called Cherry Blossoms in Winter. So thank you all for joining us. Bye for now. Enjoy.
Bye-bye, everyone.